News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But before 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be asking whether orip.ie should be replaced by a state-funded condolence website. The call came from Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore, who yesterday told The Hard Shoulder why she thinks the state should set up its own version of orip.ie after several competitors have entered the market.
The HSC already do births, deaths and marriages. You know, they already have a register. This would just, you know, could potentially just be an extension of that, that you just have a website. And I think if it's just the one site, it could essentially replicate what RIP.ie is doing at the moment and just become that real go-to site.
OK, so the idea out there, obviously, is that the state would intervene in this new situation with RIP.ie going private. And there's going to be apparently €100 charge now to register a death on, or it's not really registering a death, it's a bit different than what Jennifer Whitmore is saying. It's about putting up the arrangements for the funeral and you know, a little bit of stuff about the person and all that. Shane, what do you make of it?
I think the 1970s have called Jennifer and they want their ideological politics back. This is like something out of the 1970s where the state had to run everything from, you know, hotels to hairdressing salons. It's absolutely bonkers. I mean, one way of increasing the cost of something is if the state is involved, because it'll cost way, way more. Like, a couple of things. People have been paying in newspapers for death notices for years and never thought anything of it. €100, it works out at less than 2% of the cost of the average funeral. It's a small amount of money. There seems to be an attitude among politicians at the moment that people shouldn't be allowed to pay for anything anymore, that the state should be providing absolutely everything.
Is that not the lefty way?
Yeah, but it's, you know what, it's become the lefty and the righty way.
Because, we don't have a righty. We are lefty and a bit less lefty. Everything's on the left.
It's become the mainstream way.
Yeah.
Let me put it like that. I don't. Do you disagree? I think it's bad.
No, I totally agree with you. I think €100 charge. A funeral costs €6,000 or €7,000. That's what a funeral tends to cost people. This is like saying I'm going to spend €25,000 on my wedding and I'm going to fight tooth and nail not to give the priest €200. I don't really understand, but I often don't understand personally the straw that breaks camel's backs things. That this is a kind of a drop in the bucket in terms of funeral costs.
Yeah.
And I don't really know why it is. I don't really know why everyone is jumping on the bandwagon. And before RIP.ie existed, people still found out about deaths. And we have social media now. If you put it up on Facebook, every single person you know would know about a funeral. It's so much easier to communicate
also,
now.
There are also alternatives emerging.
New alternatives are almost free.
And I suppose, look, the argument is, well, you know, there'll be more than one source. But I think people are capable
of
finding it.
We are able to find information now in a way we never were before. I don't really get it. I don't really see it as that big of a deal. I do tend to agree with you, although I would never have come up with the wonderful line, the 70s have called and want their ideology back, but I like it. Let us know this morning, how strongly do you feel? Is this not the politics of stupid in a way? I don't know.
Well, we were talking about performative politics earlier in the week.
Yeah.
I think this falls into that category.
Yeah, but you know, I've been laughing all week since the Social Democrats said that they couldn't go into government because of their policy differences. There is no policy differences. There's no difference nowadays.
Well, they would say on housing, on taxation.
But everyone says they want to build more houses. Everyone says all the same things left and.
But they would get rid of, for example, we won't get bogged down to sock
all
downs,
I'm
but
saying
they'd get rid
is,
of certain
is,
things.
In the same way it used to be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, were opposition and were they any different to each other? Not much. Our opposition and our government, not much. Let us know what you think, though. RIP.ie. Is this all madness? And should the state intervene in everything? 087 1400 106 is the what's.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.